到吗 ？Hello, hello， 最后一排听得到吗
？Is the people sitting in the back can hear us？
请我们一起打开《哥林多前书》第一章。
Let's open our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们从第一节读到第十七节。
We want to read together from verse 1 to verse 17.
还是跟早晨一样。
We're going to follow what we did in the morning.
你可以用你任何喜欢的语言。
You can use whatever language that you like.
但是请你一定要开口读。
But please open your mouth to read aloud.
大声一点。
Read it loudly.
一、二、三。
All called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sesame, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours.Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.Who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's house, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you say, I'm of Paul, or I'm of Apollos, or I'm of Cephas, or I'm of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, except...Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I have baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household Stephanas. Besides, I don't know whether I baptized any other, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
我们在主面前一起祷告。
Let's have a prayer in front in the Lord.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
谢谢你给我们再一次的机会。
Thank you that once again you give us another opportunity.
我们可以来到你的脚前。
We can come before thy feet.
我们可以把许多缠绕我们的事情放下。
Many things that have entangled us, we can lay it down.
我们可以好像玛利亚一样。
We be like Mary.
我们选择那上好的福气。
For we look for that which is the best.
我们愿意坐在你的脚前。
We want to sit before thy feet.
仰望你的容脸。
And let you lead us.
并且听你口中的恩言。
And let your gracious word speak to us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们早晨一同来思想这段圣经的时候。
In the morning when we come together to think about this portion of the Bible.
我们特别对着这一段圣经的背景有一些说明。
We have also given explanation about the background of this passage.
关于保罗为什么要用四章的圣经来说明一个重要的属灵原则。
Paul used four chapters of the Bible to explain to us one very important principle in the Bible.
夸口当指着主夸口。
Let him that glorify be glorified in the Lord, or boast in the Lord.
夸口当指着主夸口是说到在我们的生命里面我们只有一个挚爱。
When we boast in the Lord, is that in our life there's only one which we love the most.
我们心目中只有一个敬拜的对象。
There's only one person that we worship in our life.
我们从一到十七节里面
from verse 1 to verse 17,
我们已经花了早上的时间看到教会的根基是基督的启示。
And we spend the time in the morning to look at that the foundation of the church is the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
任何不建造在基督启示的根基上，
Anything that is not built upon the foundation of the revelation of Jesus Christ,
任何的教导，任何的做法不是按照圣经的启示。
And any doctrine, any teaching, any ways of working that is not according to the revelation of the Bible,
那就是破坏基督的身体。
And they are destroying the body of Christ.
当我们在读第一节和第二节的时候，
When we're reading verse 1 and verse 2,
麻烦圣经打出来。
Let's put the verse on screen.
写信给哥林多神的教会。
To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who
就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
保罗以使徒的身份写信给在哥林多神的教会。
Paul, as the apostle of God, written this letter to the church that's at Corinth.
这里面很清楚地告诉我们。
And in this, it clearly tells us,
教会是属于谁的？
It tells us who does the church belongs to.
你如果有机会去一些别的地方的聚会，
If you had the opportunity to visit other church assemblies,
如果你有机会碰到一些很有名的牧师，
Maybe you have come to meet with some famous pastors.
你跟他们的交谈中一定常常听到他说我的教会。
And in your conversation with them, you may often hear them say, my church.
那如果你跟一些不是做牧师的人谈话，
And if you speak to those that are not pastors,
你会听到很多弟兄姊妹讲我们的教会。
And then you'll hear the brothers and sisters say, our church.
不管是说我的还是说我们的，
Whether you say it's my church or our church,
我们都忘记了教会是谁的。
We all forgotten who is the church belongs to.
大部分的人读第二节都忽略了神的这两个字。
Many people, when read chapter, verse 2, they all neglected the gods.
教会是神的。
The church belongs to God.
正好像很多人读马太福音16章18节的时候，他们读耶稣的话，也常常忽略了耶稣说，我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And also many people, when they read Matthew chapter 16, they also neglect or they cross over when Jesus said, I will build my church upon this rock.
一个以人为中心。
In one way we see some are looking at which belongs to men.
Man-centered,
yeah.
无论是这个人是自己还是别人。
Whether it is centered, man-centeredness is himself or someone else.
以人为中心。
When it is centered in man, man-centered,
很自然的就会认为教会是属于人的。
Because you're man-centered, therefore you think the church belongs to man.
要不然就是我们的。
Otherwise it would be ours.
要不然是我们宗派的。
Or it belongs to our denomination.
要不然是我们传道人的。
Or belongs to the preacher.
其实我们要想一想。
But let us think about this.
教会是神的新创造。
For the church is God's new creation.
教会是神的怜悯，呼召了一批属于他的人，单单归给他。
Because by the grace of God and His mercy, He has called up a group of people that only belongs to Himself.
教会是神用他儿子宝血买赎回来的。
For the church is those that purchased by the blood, precious blood of God's Son.
教会是神的大能保守。经过两千年，直到如今，依然在地上为神做见证。
And church is also God through the more than 2,000 years protected and also remain on earth today.
教会属于神，这是天经地义的事情。
For the church belongs to God, there is no other excuse.
教会属于神这个概念。
This concept of church belong to God.
对我们每一个信主的人来讲有什么意义呢？
What does it mean to every one of us that have believed in the Lord Jesus?
我想我们至少有好几方面可以来思想这个事情。
There's a number of different aspects that we can look at this thing together.
如果教会是神的，
If the church belongs to God,
那我在教会中我要关心的，我要注意的，我要改变的是按照我认为好的，我认为对的呢？
So in the church, then what I need to change, what I need to do, or what I want, is that according to what I think is right?
还是根据神认为是好的是对的呢？
Or should it be according to what God sees as right?
我举一个简单的例子。
Let's give you a simple example.
我有机会到各地去服事。
Our brother has many opportunities to went to many places around the world.
有一些地方的弟兄姐妹就会把我安排住在一个比较安静，可以比较好好休息的酒店。
And so they will arrange me to stay in a hotel where there is a place of quietness and for me to have good rest.
有一些弟兄姐妹就很喜欢把我们安排在弟兄姐妹的家里。
But yes, sometimes they would like to also send us to be hosted by a family of brother and sister.
他们说这样你就可以多一点时间跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Then you have more opportunity and time to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你如果问我喜欢哪一个？
If you ask me which arrangement do I like better?
坦白告诉你，我两个都很喜欢。
I can tell you the truth, I like both.
你把我丢在酒店里，我很安静。
If you just put me in the hotel, I can be there quietly.
你把我放在弟兄姐妹的家里，我可以从弟兄姐妹的生活言谈中学到很多的功课。
And yet, when I host in a brother sister's family, then I can learn a lot through observing how they live their lives.
我住过这么多弟兄姐妹的家
，and have been staying in many brother sisters' family.
到一个地步，我最怕的一件事
，and yet up to the point that one thing I'm afraid of，
就是有人跑来跟我打招呼
，someone will come to say hello to me。
刘弟兄还记得我吗
？Brother Peter, do you still remember me？
那一年你住在我家里。
And because you stay at my house in that year.
很尴尬哦。
Oh dear, it's very,
我真的不知道记不得他的名字了。
I could not remember what that name is.
弟兄姐妹，当我们住在别人的家里的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when we stay in somebody's house,
有一些人家里的摆设是非常的有味道。
Some people's furniture arrangement in the house is after a certain style.
你会很欣赏。
You really liked it.
你会觉得哇这个好棒啊。
It's like, whoa, they really looks really good.
但是不瞒你说有些弟兄姐妹家里的摆设啊。
But yet, some brothers and sisters' family furniture arrangement is quite different.
你会觉得啊，怎么会这样呢
？It's like, why do they have this kind of layout?
怎么会把这个东西放在这里呢
？Why they put things here?
怎么会用这种颜色呢
？Why they choose this color?
哦，这个实在是很不搭呀
！It looks like they're not really compatible.
你们有没有这样的经验？
And do you also have the same kind of experience?
你去别人家有的时候觉得很棒有的时候觉得这是什么呀
You go to visit someone in their home and they look, oh, something look really good, but some, it's like, oh, why did they do it that way?
当你觉得很多的地方都不合你的意的时候你在别人的家里你会做什么呢
So, but when you look at someone's home and you really don't like many things in their house,Then what will you do when in that situation?
你会跟弟兄说，弟兄啊，我告诉你啊，这个不可以放在这里啊。
Would you say, a brother, I want to tell you the truth, you shouldn't put these things here.
你放在这里实在很糟糕啊。
It's the wrong place to put it here.
你们家的地毯要换颜色的啦。
You should change the carpet at home.
丑到爆啊。
It's all so dirty.
So ugly.
So ugly.
You are too kind.
It's too ugly.
你应该这样做吗?
But should you do that?
为什么不应该啊?
Why shouldn't you do that?
因为是别人的家
Because it's someone else's home.
不是你的家
It's not your home.
你的家你喜欢怎么摆都可以对吧
If it's your home, you can do whatever you like.
你喜欢什么颜色都可以对吧
You can use whatever color you like.
别人的家呢
But it's someone else's home.
是别人说了算
It's that owner who is actually make the decision.
不是你说了算
Not you that should make the decision.
如果你在别人家里乱搞，你就是对主人极度的不尊重。
So if you do that in someone else's home, you're really disrespecting that owner.
同意吗
？Do you agree to that?
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Then dear brothers and sisters,
当我们来到教会
，When we come to God's church,
这是神的家
，This is God's home, God's house.
你在神的家里，你可以觉得。应该怎么做就怎么做。
In God's house, would you want to do things the way that you want it?
我想搞什么就搞什么。
I can do whatever I think and like to do.
我想说什么就说什么。
Whatever I want to say, I will say it out loud.
可以吗
Can you do that?
不可以的。
Of course, we could not do that.
这是不对的。
Because that is wrong.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果知道教会是神的家，
If you know that the church belongs to God,
你在神的家里，你就不太会常常问说，啊，为什么这个音乐这么不好听啊？
Then in God's house, then you will not complain, say, why is this music doesn't sound good? It's not sound good.
他们能够不能够找一个稍微好一点的讲员嘛？
And can't they seek for a better preacher?
他怎么讲这个乱七八糟的，逼我学会要怎么睡，坐着睁开眼睛睡觉呢？
Why do they have to find someone here speaking so that I have to learn how to sleep with eyes open?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
这一种的抱怨就说明了我们是一个消费者的心态。
When we have this kind of complaints, it's because we come with the attitude of a consumer.
我们到餐厅去，我们可以尽量挑剔。
When you go into a restaurant, you can complain all you like.
但是如果你到神的家，
But when you come to God's house,
你要问的是，神喜欢这样吗？
You need to ask, does God like it this way?
神在这样的情况中能够彰显他的恩典跟荣耀吗？
In this situation, can God show forth his grace and glory?
如果我们知道这是神的家，
When we know that this is the house of God,
我想请问你一件事。
I want to ask you one question.
你们中间有多少人是有兄弟姐妹的，请举手。
Put up your hand if you have a brother or sister, a sibling.
所以这里独生子女的很少啊。
Looks like there's a very few that is only single child.
你知道独生子女有个很大的问题。
Do you know as a single child they face a big problem?
他们是百分百的以自我为中心。
Because from birth, they're always very self-centered.
有很多的兄弟姐妹 sibling, 你真的很有福气。
If you have sibling, you are blessed.
但是我认识很多年轻人告诉我说 Oh, you don't understand, he's really on my nerve.
但是我碰到很多的年轻人，他们说你实在不懂，因为这个人是很烦的。
要不然是我弟弟很烦，要不然是我妹妹很烦。
The brothers is frustrating and the sister is also frustrating.
我真的很不喜欢他。
I really don't like them.
但是弟兄姐妹，很对不起。
But brother and sister, I'm about to say sorry.
因为这个家不是你的。
Because this family is not yours.
是你父母的。
It's your parents.
每一个小孩都是你父母的心肝宝贝。
Because every child in the family is the treasure of your parents.
你来到神的家。
And so when we come to the house of God.
你不可以说，这个人我看得很顺眼呢。
You cannot say, oh, that brother really goes well with me.
我喜欢他。
I like him.
我希望我们教会都是像他这样的人。
I hope that the whole church is like people like him.
那个。
And then, oh, the other person.
我们要拼命祷告。
We need to pray hard.
主耶稣求你让他搬家。
Dear Lord Jesus, please ask them to move somewhere else.
我们真希望他从人间消失。
We hope that he may disappear, in among of us.
如果我们知道是神的家。
But if you know this is the house of God,
每一个都是神的拣选，神的重价买回来的宝贝。
For every one of us is purchased by the great price of God and is God's treasure.
你要怎么学着跟你不喜欢的弟兄姊妹相处呢？
Then you need to learn how to live with a brother or sister that you don't like.
如果是神的家，
If this is the house of God,
我们会很谨慎。
We need to be very careful.
我们不再敢随意的做我们自己 认为对的事。
We dare not carelessly do whatever we think is right in our own eyes.
如果在神的家里，
If we are in the house of God,
神让你做大哥哥，神让你做大姐姐。
If God led you to be a bigger brother or older sister,
你必须很清楚的知道。
Then you need to very clearly know this.
你不是老板。
You are not the boss.
你是管家。
You are just a steward.
你是要为着主去喂养、去教导、去关心、去服侍神家里的孩子。
You are there serving them, to caring for them, to minister to them.As a good steward in God's house.
所有我去过的教会，
in all the churches our brother have been to,
最大的悲哀其实里面有一些人要把一些弟兄姐妹拉到他的小圈子里面。
The most sad thing to see is that there are brothers and sisters that like to gather people around them to form a small group.
让这一群弟兄姐妹跟着他走。
And so that this group of brothers and sisters end up following them, their footsteps.
他忘记了这是神的家。
They have forgotten that church is the house of God.
我们在神的家里面，我们的责任是帮助每一个弟兄姐妹去跟着主耶稣。
Because they forgot that in the house of God, our responsibility is to help every brother and sister to follow the footstep of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是跟着我们。
And not to follow ourselves.
我们不是要在教会里面建立自己的山头。
We are not here to form a group that belongs to ourselves in the midst of the church.
神的家。
It is the house of God.
每一个都是属于神的。
Everyone belongs to God.
教会是神的，对我们每一个信主的人来讲，你知道是多大的福气吗？
The church is a great blessing to everyone that are saved.
你知道很多爱主的弟兄姐妹常常过得很痛苦，你知道吗？
Did you know that many brothers and sisters really love the Lord? They always spend their time in agony.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
你不爱主啊，你不可能为教会痛苦。
If you do not love the Lord deeply, you will never feel the pain of the church.
很多的时候，我听到一些爱主的弟兄姐妹跟我讲。
And many times our brother have heard those brothers and sisters that love the Lord telling him,
Oh, 你看弟兄姐妹的软弱失败。
Can you see the weakness and failure of brothers and sisters?
Oh, 你看我们的年轻人都没了。
You see all the young people disappear from among us.
Oh, 你看我们传福音啊，就是传了也没有几个人信。
We preaching the gospel, yet not many were saved.
啊，信的人过不了多久就拍拍屁股走了。
And those that are saved and not very long, they will also leave the church.
啊，我们什么地方做的不对呀？
Is anything that we have done wrong?
如果你不小心落到某一类的教会，
Maybe without carefulness, you're falling into the type of church.
那些教会他们的牧者是用尽一切的手段要逼弟兄姐妹去发展教会。
And those kind of the pastor, they will use all the avenues they have to force brother and sister to go and establish other meeting places.
要上天下海勾引人入教。
And so they will go to extend the end of the heaven and end of the sea to draw someone to attend into the church.
不是因为爱那些身上的灵魂。
And they do not really love the soul of that person.
是为着我们教会可以增长。
And all they care about is the growth in number of that assembly, that church.
如果我们在的教会人数一直增加。
If the place where we gather there's always increase in number,
我们的尾巴可以一直摇。
And then our hairs are standing up.
我们就觉得我们很了不起。
And we feel that we're so great.
我们在服侍神。
And we are here serving God.
那如果没有呢？
And if the number's not increasing,
哦，压力很大。
Oh, the pressure is so great.
我们会很难过。
And we are feel so sad.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters,
如果你知道教会是神的。
But if you know that church belongs to God,
神要负责。
And God will take the responsibility.
不是你啊。
And not you.
我觉得很多的时候我们在服侍主的时候常常忘了这件事。
I feel that many times when we're serving God, we really forgot about this.
有一些爱主的弟兄姐妹他真的觉得好累哦。
And many brothers and sisters that love the Lord, they feel they're so weary out.
他们真的觉得没办法呀。
They have run out of ideas and ways.
他们忘记了一件事。
Because they have forgotten one thing.
神不需要你有办法。
God doesn't need you to have a plan.
神需要你爱他。
God needs you to genuinely love him.
神需要你相信他。
God needs you to trust and believe in him.
其他是他的事，不是你的事。
The rest is all God's responsibility and not yours.
我们如果知道最终的责任是在神。
If we all come to know that the overall responsibility is on God.
那是多棒的一件事。
And how great that would be.
谁的东西谁就要负完全的责任。
When something belongs to a person, that person will have the full responsibility.
这个概念你懂吗？
Do you understand that concept?
以前有一个年轻人。
Many years ago, there was a young man.
他在我家里聚会。
He was meeting at my house.
有一天他来求我。
And one day he came to beg me.
他说叔叔我求求你。
Uncle, I beg you.
你去跟我妈妈说。
Can you go and speak to my mom?
要让我养狗。
So that I can keep a dog.
我说你不会跟你妈妈说啊。
Well, why don't you go and tell your mom yourself?
我跟他讲很久他都不听。
And he said, I told her so many times, but she would not listen to me.
我说为什么你认为我讲你妈妈就会听呢？
And I asked him, why did you think that if I tell your mom, she will listen to me?
我发现你每次讲什么事我妈都听的。
Because I observed that whatever you say, my mom always do it.
我说你错了。
And I said, no, you're wrong.
你妈从来没听过我的话。
I said, your mom never listened to me.
你妈所听的是神的话，不过是借着我告诉她的。
What your mom listened to is God's words, but just speaks through my mouth.
她说这样哦。
And I said, oh, it's like that.
可是我真的很想养狗耶。
And he said, but I really like to keep a dog.
我说这样子好了。
They say, okay, let's do it this way.
我说你先回答我几个问题。
Firstly, you need to answer a few questions.
你要养狗。
You want to keep a dog.
那这个狗是谁的狗？
Then, who owns this dog?
我当然是我的。
And he said, of course it's mine.
我好喜欢有一个我自己的狗狗。
I want to keep a dog that belongs to me.
我说是你的。
I said, really yours?
真的是你的。
Really yours?
是啊，如果我买回来的当然是我的。
Of course, if I bought and take it home, then it's mine.
我说等一下。
And I said, but wait.
你买回来哦。
Is you bought it back?
是你要出钱买吗？
Did you gonna pay for it?
哦，我的钱不够啊。
I said, but my money is not enough.
我说到最后是谁出钱呢？
So I asked him, so at the end, who do you think will pay for the dog?
Mommy.
And he say, 他妈妈，
我说狗买回来了，你知不知道每天要带它去上厕所啊？
And I say, do you know that when you actually brought a dog home, every day you need to take it to use the toilet?
那小狗常常会有意外哦。
And little dogs, puppy, will always make mistakes and accidents.
有的时候在客厅哦，有的时候在餐厅哦，有的时候在你的房间哦，会噗噗哦。
And sometimes they will poo either on your bed in the living room or even the dining room.
我说这个事情发生的时候，谁负责把它搞干净啊？
I said, when these kind of things happen, who's responsible to clean it up? And it's like, oh,
难道是我吗？
Will it be me?
我说狗啊，从小按时间是要看医生的哦。
And so when a dog from young, according to a schedule, they need to see a doctor.
不同的时间要打不同的针哦。
And they have to get different injection at different time.
我说谁带他去啊？
And who's going to take the dog to see the doctor, the vet?
谁付钱啊？
And who's going to pay for all that?
Mommy.
So, Mama.
我说你知道狗会生病的吗？
And I also asked him, do you know that dog will get sick?
会哦。
It will get sick.
我说真的会耶。
Of course it will get sick.
哦。Oh.那怎么办？
Okay, what can I do then?
我说你要带他看兽医哦。
You have to take it to a vet.
我说你知不知道狗要理发的？
And do you know that also you need to shear the dog's hair?
你知不知道狗要洗澡的？
You need to trim the hair and also need to bath them.
这些都是你做吗？
Are you going to do all of that?
他看看我。
And then he looked at me.
他说我请妈妈帮忙。
I'm going to ask my mom to help.
我说让我告诉你。
I said, let me tell you.
如果哪一天你告诉我这一个狗所有的责任你都要担起来，我就去跟你妈妈说。
I said, if you one day you can tell me honestly that you're going to take up all the responsibility of looking after this dog, then I will go and speak to your mom.
你的东西
is something that belongs to you?
你要负所有的责任。
You need to bear all the responsibility.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brother and sister.
神的教会。
God's church.
神要负所有的责任。
God's going to take all the responsibility.
好不好？
Is that good?
这是多大的一个好消息啊。
That is such a great good news.
教会因为是神的
，because the church is owned by God，
所以我们在神的家里面不敢任意妄为。
So in the house of God, we dare not to do whatever we like to。
因为教会是神的
，because the church belongs to God，
所以我们在教会里受任何的委屈
，and so。If we have taken any misunderstanding in the church,
我们都有平安。
We still have peace.
因为我们知道神会负责到底。
Because we know that God will be responsible to the end.
因为教会是神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
神会负责。
God will bear the responsibility.
所以我们在每一件事情上必须尊主伟大。
So in everything we do, we need to magnify the Lord.
因为教会是神的。
Because the church is God's.
我们也可以放心。
And now we can really let go of the burden.
没有什么神不知道的。
Because there's nothing that God does not know about.
没有什么困难神不会把我们带过去的。
There's no difficulty that God is not able to bring us over it.
认识教会是神的。
When we come to know that the church is God's,
我们一方面小心，一方面放心。
In one way, we need to be careful. The other way is carefree.
这是多大的好消息
！And such a great good news.
谁是神家里的一份子呢
？And who belongs to the family of God?
保罗说。写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各地求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
So Paul writes.To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
保罗在这里很清楚地告诉哥林多的弟兄姐妹。
And Paul speaks to the brothers and sisters at Corinth very clearly here.
谁是在哥林多神的教会里面的一份子呢
？So who belong to the church of God at Corinth？
不是一个人常常去哥林多教会聚会，他就是神的教会的一份子。
It's not someone that because they always gather with them there, so they become part of God's church。
不是一个人参与了很多的活动，很多所谓的服事，他就是神家里的一份子。
It's not someone that have done many service and attend many activities, then they will belong to as part of the house of God.
保罗说，神家里面的每一个 member 都必须是在基督耶稣里成圣的。
But Paul said that every member in the church must be sanctified in Christ Jesus.
注意哦，这个是已经成圣的。
And this is a past tense that is already sanctified.
你跟我的观念
，If you, according to you and our views，
当我们讲到成圣的时候
，When we speak about sanctification，
我们信主以后跟随主、爱主、追求我们的生命不断的被改变。这是一个成圣的过程。
For the journey of sanctification after salvation is our continued growing, loving, and also pursuing after the Lord Jesus.
但是保罗在这里讲的不是我们讲的成圣。
But what Paul speaks here is not the same sanctification that we say previously.
保罗在这里讲的是一个完成式的成圣
Because Paul speaks here that it's a sanctification that's already completed.
是一个已经成就的事情
It's something that's already finished.
你如果翻到哥林多前书六章十一节
If you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11,
他是这样说的
And this is how he said.
你们中间也有人从前是这样但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净，已经成圣，已经称义了。
And Paul says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
请特别注意。
Please pay special attention.
成圣是在称义之前。
Here, sanctification is before justification.
这不是我们在跟随主背十字架学功课的过程中的那个成圣。
And this is different to the sanctification when we take up our cross and follow the law in the way.
这里讲的成圣是圣灵的工作。
The sanctification that spoke here is the work of the Holy Spirit.
是当我们信主的时候，圣灵把耶稣基督的圣洁算作我们的圣洁。
It's the moment when we believe in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit took the sanctification of the
holiness.
Lord, the holiness of Jesus and counted to you and me.
这个是我们的地位，而不是我们的情况。
And that is our position and not our condition.
是圣灵超自然的工作把我们分别出来归给神。
It's the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit that has separated us to make us belong to God.
这个叫做在基督耶稣里成圣的意思。
And that is what it means to be sanctified in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个工作一次就完成了。
And that work is only once and it's done.
但是这一个工作完成以后，它却能够持续不断的在我们的生命中带来改变。
And yet, once this work is accomplished, it will continue to work in our life to bring its transformation and its influence.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们很想劝一些人信耶稣。
We really want to help to really convince someone to believe the Lord Jesus.
但是我们一定要知道。
But there's one thing we must know.
没有一个人可以信耶稣，除非圣灵在他身上做了人不能做的工作。
There's no one person that can be saved unless the Holy Spirit have done a work in him that is not able to be done by man.
所以保罗接下去说蒙召做圣徒的。
And that's why Paul continued to say those are called to be saints.
蒙召就是被呼召的意思。
And to be called out people.
其实教会这个字的希腊文就是被呼召出来的。
And even the meaning of the church is the people that have been called out.
彼得说得非常清楚。
And Peter put it very clearly.
彼得前书二章九节这么说。
And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And Peter said, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
只有一个人被圣灵超自然的改变，分别出来归给神。
And when someone that is really through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit separated him to belong to God.
然后神就呼召他。
And then God will call him.
呼召他出黑暗，脱离一切黑暗的权势，成为一个自由的人。
And God will call him out of darkness into his marvelous light to become a free man.
而且可以进入奇妙的光明。
And so that he can enter that amazing light of God.
以至于他能够有份于基督那个全然圣洁的美丽。
And so that he can be partakers of the holiness, beauty of the Lord Jesus.
这个呼召
And this calling.
在新约圣经中
In the New Testament.
有的时候用恩召
And sometimes it's the calling of grace.
有的时候用天召。
And sometimes heavenly calling.
有的时候用上面来的召。
And the calling from above.
有的时候用圣召。
And sometimes the holy calling.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
这样的呼召跟我们传福音的时候跟圣经里面说 天国近了，你们要悔改的呼召是完全不一样的。
And this calling is very different to the calling when we're preaching the gospel or when we're proclaiming that the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the gospel.
那一种的呼召
and that type of calling,
很多人会听见
and many people will hear that call.
不是每一个听见的人都会回应
and well, not everyone that hear that calling will respond.
但是保罗在哥林多前书一章二节这里讲蒙召做圣徒这个召是每一个听见的人都会回应。
But when Paul here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, he said, For those that are sanctified and are called, everyone that heard his call will respond.
保罗在罗马书八章二十八节那里讲得非常清楚。
And Paul puts this even clear in Romans chapter 8.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We know that all things work together for good to them that are called according to his purpose and will.
谁是爱神的人呢？
Who are the ones that love God?
就是那些按照神的旨意被呼召的人。
It's because they are called according to God's will and purpose.
29节告诉我们，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
In verse 29, it says, For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, and that he may be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所知道的。
God only foreknew him.
就预先定下。
And then God also predestined.
效法他儿子的模样。
Conformed to the image of his son.
神先知道
God pre-known
神预定
Then God predestined
预先所定下的人又召他们来
And those that predestined will also call them to
有意思吧
Is that interesting?
神预定的人神就呼召他们
Those God that predestined, God will call them.
神呼召来的人又称他们为义。
And those that he have called, he also justified them.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
看清楚。
Did you see it clearly?
神呼召他。
God called him.
呼召了就称他们为义
And after they've been called, they are justified.
召了才称义
Call first, then justify.
这里很清楚地告诉我们
It tells us here very clearly.
每一个恩典的呼召临到人的时候这个人都会被神称义
And every call of grace come to a person, that person will also justified by God.
圣经中有一个例子非常的可以帮助我们理解。
And that is an example in the Bible that can help us understand this.
还记得拉撒路死了四天吗?
You all remember after Lazarus died 4 days.
埋了。
Has already been buried.
耶稣要到他的坟墓那里去。
And then Jesus went to his tomb.
所有的人都跟耶稣说不必了。
Many people tell Jesus, you don't have to go.
尸体都可能臭了。
Because his body is already decaying.
别去了。
Please don't go.
耶稣到了坟墓的门口。
But after Jesus came outside the tomb,
耶稣说拉撒路出来。
And Jesus called,Lazarus come out.
你注意啊，耶稣很小心的。
You can see that Jesus is very careful.
他说：“拉撒路 出来。
He said, "Come out, Lazarus."
他如果只说出来哦
，If Jesus only say, "Come out,"
那麻烦了。
I think that would be trouble.
那一片的坟墓区的人都要出来哦。
Because all of those are buried over there, they're all going to come out.
我看耶路撒冷那天心脏病吓死的人太多。
And in that day, many people in Jerusalem might have a heart attack.
耶稣只叫一个出来。
But Jesus only called one person to come out.
这一幅图画。
And you look at this picture.
其实是在告诉我们，我们每一个人怎么可以信耶稣的故事。
And it tells us, every one of us, how we come to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们都是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
We are those that die in sin and trespasses.
我们的身上都有死的臭味。
In our body is stink with death.
只是我们自己闻不到。
It's because we can't smell it ourselves.
我常常跟没有信主的朋友说，
I quite often tell those that are gospel friends.
我说你太太骂你死人绝对是对的。
It's like your wife calling you a dead person. I think that's absolutely right.
但是神儿子神圣恩典的呼召临到了我们。
And when the Son of God, His holy calling, come upon us.
使我们归向神。
It will cause us to turn to God.
如果没有神的呼召临到我们
，If there's no call of God come upon us，
我们不可能离开坟墓。
There's no way we can leave the tomb。
今天教会里面最大的悲剧
，And the greatest tragedy in church today，
就是有许多没有被圣灵真正重生呼召的人在教会里。
There are so many that have not been called by the Holy Spirit and born again remain in the church.
教会很大一部分的难处都是这样的人造成。
And many difficulty in the church is caused by such person.
所以保罗很清楚地告诉哥林多的教会，你们一定要知道谁才是教会里面的一份子。
And so Paul very clearly tell the church at Corinth who really belong as members of the church.
他们不只是被神分别出来成为圣洁。
And not only they have been sanctified by God as holy.
他们被神呼召离开死亡得到永远的生命。
They have called by God and left behind death and have received eternal life.
他们不是一群信基督教的人。
They are not a bunch of people that believe in Christianity.
他们是一群信基督的人。
They are the people that believe in Christ.
那一个人，你怎么知道你是蒙召的活的人呢？
Then how do you know you are a live person that been called by God?
最重要的特点
，There is one very special character，
就是你不知道为什么你会开始敬拜神。
It's one thing you cannot explain why you start to worship God。
你不知道为什么你就喜欢唱诗。
You don't know for what reason when you start to enjoy singing hymns.
你不知道为什么你就喜欢跟神说话。
You don't know how you started to like to talk to God.
你甚至于不知道为什么你就是愿意想要听神的话。
You also can't explain why you start to like to listen to the word of God.
也许很多的地方你都做不到。
Though many things you are not able to do.
但是你就想呼求他。
But yet you are want to call upon the name of God.
这是一个非常宝贵的证据。
And that is a very precious evidence.
我几十年前在教会的时候。
Many years ago in the church.
那时候我们教会人很少。
At that time there was very few people in our gathering.
我们教会每一个礼拜天会有好几部车子从很远的地方把一群学生带来聚会。
And we use a number of cars to travel long distance to brought many overseas students to come together with us.
那这些来聚会的学生里面有基督徒，也有不是基督徒。
Many that come, there were some are Christian, some are non-Christians.
那不是基督徒的人为什么愿意跑这么远来我们教会聚会呢？
And for what reason those that are non-Christian want to travel such a long distance to come together with us?
当时有两个重要的理由。
There's two very important reasons.
是我们教会的弟兄姐妹超级有爱心。
Because the love of the brother and sister in the church.
我们的弟兄姐妹每个礼拜天做好多好多好好吃的菜。
Because our brother and sister, every weekend, we will cook a lot, very, very nice meals.
所以那些不信主的年轻人就说啊，我也跟你去吧。
And so those that are non-Christian, they say, well, can I also come?
因为他发觉他的 roommate 去教会回来带一个饭盒好好吃哦。
Because they discovered that roommate went to attend a church meeting and came back with really takeaway food.
我也想要啊。
They also want that delicious food.
现在的年轻人没有这套了。
Well, now this doesn't work with young people these days.
因为我们那个时候的留学生每一个都穷得要死啊。
Because in those days, the overseas students are very poor.
我们吃的都是最简单的东西啊。
Everything we eat is the most simple and basic.
我们很多同学可以一个礼拜就吃一锅叫做一品锅。
And then the many students there, they will eat just one thing for the whole week.
他就是礼拜天就去买那些最便宜的蔬菜。
So on the weekend, they will go and buy the cheapest vegetable they can find.
然后买最便宜的鸡腿。
And most discounted drumstick.
然后全部丢在一个大锅里。
And then they'll throw it all into a big pot.
然后把它煮熟了。
And they just cook them like that.
然后一个礼拜就这样子过了。
And this whole week, just eating the same thing.
他一个礼拜最幸福的一天就是礼拜天去教会。
And so the day they're always looking for in the week is on the weekend to attend church meeting.
我真的很惊讶地发现有些很苗条的姐妹。
And even to my surprise, that many thin sisters, slim sisters.
一盘吃完不够，第二盘。
They will eat one plate and not enough. They will eat a second plate.
第二盘不够，还有第三盘啊。
They can't even second plate is not enough. They want to go for the third.
我们一个大男生都只吃一盘啊。
And yet, as a grown-up man, I can only eat one plate.
所以这个很吸引福音朋友。
And so this really draws the gospel friend.
那个时候还有第二个原因吸引福音朋友。
And, but there's also another second reason that drawn these gospel friends.
因为那个学校是一个理工学院。
And because that university is a technical college.
理工学院的女孩子很少。
And there's very few female students in that college.
都是一大堆的男生。
And there's so many male students there.
那一年来了好几个基督徒的女孩子。
And yet, in that year, there was a few Christian sisters that have come.
不但是基督徒的女孩子，还是很漂亮的基督徒的女孩子。
And it's also the very beautiful Christian sisters.
哇，校园里面一下子就翻天覆地啊。
And yet, all those...in that college, suddenly that big thing changed.
哇，那些男孩子就拼命找机会啊。
And all those male students, they all look for opportunities.
啊，你作业有什么不懂啊？我帮你啊。
Is there any homework you need help with?
啊，你要买菜，我帮你啊。
Do you need to go shopping or help you carry?
你要什么事我都帮你啊。
Anything you want to do, I can help you with.
我们那几个姐妹也不知道谁教他们的。
And we don't know who actually taught those young sisters.
那几个姐妹说啊，你要跟我做朋友没问题啊，你只要你拜天陪我去教会啊。
And so they would say, well, if you want to be my friend, you need to at least go with me to attend church meeting on Sunday.
所以一大堆苍蝇啊，礼拜天也来我们教会了。
So the whole group just like flies are following them to attend the meeting.
但是弟兄姐妹他们真的去错教会了。
But brother and sister, they really came to the wrong church meeting.
因为我们在的那个教会哦，真的是很麻烦啊。
Because where we gathering is to them is troublesome.
因为我们那个教会带领那个弟兄啊，真的是老顽固的老顽固啊。
Because the brother that was there leading the gathering, he's really stubborn.
Very old style stubborn.
Very old style stubborn.
我们没有唱过一首短诗的。
We don't actually sing short hymns.
我们都是唱那个五节、六节、八节的诗歌的。
Every hymn we sang is at least five or six verses.
不是开玩笑的。
I'm not saying for kidding.
那些不信主的坐在那边哦，唱啊，唱啊。
And so those that are non-believers sitting there and they have to sing and sing and sing.
不要一首歌就睡着了。
They only sing one hymn and they fall asleep.
很痛苦啊。
And that was very painful.
我们每个礼拜擘饼啊。
And then also every week we have breaking of bread.
天哪，一个不信主的人坐在擘饼聚会，你要枪毙他。
If someone is a non-believer sitting in among the breaking of bread, it's almost you want to kill them.
他浑身都难受啊。
He's sitting there so uncomfortable.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹的祷告又很有感情啊。
And yet some brothers and sisters' prayer was also very moving.
主耶稣啊，我真的好爱你啊。
Oh, Lord Jesus, how much I have loved you.
你实在对我太好了，我感谢赞美你啊。
You're so good to me, I want to thank you and praise you.
那些不信主的。
Christian, feel goosebumps.
一个还好哦。
If it's only just one, that would be okay.
刚刚完了又来一个哦。
But if one stop, another one starts.
他们真的快死掉了。
And to them is like that, rather die than be there.
我们那个时候擘饼聚会是足足一个小时。
And that time when we're having breaking the bread, it takes out at least 1 hour.
天哪。
That's terrible.
他们怎么活
How they can survive?
好戏还没上演呢。
But that's only just the beginning.
擘饼完了，五分钟上厕所。
And after breaking bread, give you a 5 minute break to use the toilet.
开始讲道。
And then start the message.
那个时候带领的弟兄啊。
And at that time, the brother that is leading the meeting.
他来讲道。
When he starts to preach.
他大概讲到一个半小时的时候
，and after he been preaching for 1.5 hours，
他喝一口茶
，then take a drink of tea。
他说我开场白刚刚讲完
，so that is just my opening statements。
他平均是两个半小时到三个半小时
，and so in his sermon in average about 2.5 hours to 3.5 hours。
我告诉你，我们基督徒坐在下面啊。
I can tell you the truth. As Christian, we're sitting underneath.
我们听得好过瘾啊。
We listen to the messages and really like it.
我们真的觉得好棒啊。
It's so great.
哇，原来圣经是这个意思哦。
The Bible is this meaning.
原来我不懂得，现在你一讲我懂了。哇，神真的很美啊，神真的很伟大。
And because what I don't understood now, after his explanation, now I can see the true meaning, and God is great, God is to be praised.
但是可怜这些不信主的。
But those that are unbeliever.
他屁股都坐痛啊。
They're sitting there, even their bottom is painful.
我们礼拜堂又很小。
And the church hall was very small.
每一排椅子都是要挤得满满的。
And so every row of seats is all crammed together.
你不能够随便动的。
And so there's not much room to move about.
我看到他们了。
And so we look at them.
我心里只有一句话。
And there's only one word I can say in my heart.
爱情真伟大。
The great power of love.
但是很奇妙。
But very amazing.
当他们中间有一个人不知道为什么被圣灵感动。
When one of them being moved by the Holy Spirit,
他成为一个新造的人的时候
and he becomes a new creation.
哇，他唱诗歌比谁都唱得大声哦。
And when he starts to sing, he sings louder than everybody else.
他开始祷告。
And he starts to open the mouth and pray.
哇，他比别老太太还肉麻。
And his prayers even, I don't know what to say. It's more unbearable than old sister's prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brother and sister,
他是一个活的人
Because that moment he becomes a new life person.
他是会求告我主耶稣基督之名的人
He's a person that now can call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
请注意第二节同时也告诉我们
And the second verse at the same time tells us
教会里面的每一个人跟主都有一个个人的关系
That every person in the church, they all have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus.
基督是他们的主
Jesus is their Lord.
注意基督是他们的主的意思是基督是他们每一个人的主
So Jesus is the Lord of every individual.
也是我们的主
He's also our Lord.
也是我们每一个人的主
But he's also the Lord of every one of us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
你今天可以坐在这里
Today, you can sit here.
你是神的孩子。
You are the children of God.
那是因为你在基督耶稣里被圣灵成圣。
It's because you have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit in the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且你蒙受了呼召做圣徒。
And also, you have been called to be saints.
你是一个会敬拜神的人。
You are a person that able to worship God.
并且你跟神有个人的关系。
And you also have a personal relationship with God.
神不是你老公的神。
And the God is not your husband's God.
不是你老婆的神。
And not your wife's God.
不是你爸妈的神。
And not the God of your father and mother.
是你。的神
But it's your God.
何等的福气
What a great blessing.
我们要感谢赞美我们的主
We want to thank you and praise our Lord.
因为基督是我们的
Because Christ is ours.
我们也是他的
But we also belong to him.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
恩典的主，我们把你的话再一次交在你的手上。
Our gracious Lord, once again, we want to commit these words into thy hand.
我们再一次恳切地求你用着这些话。
We sincerely ask and beg you once again to use these words.
祝福你的百姓。
To bless your people.
荣耀你的自己。
And that to Give glory to thyself.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.